Welcome back. Final hour. It's been a big summer. We're bringing it to a close. We're going out in style. Steve O'Time is with us. Hello, Mark.
Scott, Matty. Yeah, the backyard's a bit of a mess at the moment.
We had what's happened?
The boys came around.
Oh, yes. Did you vacate?
Strewn with bottles, cans.
No picking up.
Not at this stage. Disrespect. It'll be done this morning. So
you were involved in this, or...?
No, I came home about 6:30 and things were just going along nicely. And then still sitting on the couch about 10 o'clock, just watching a bit of old rock music and having a quiet whiskey myself.
As you do.
And it was 10 or 15, another 20 people coming through the kitchen.
Oh, hang on.
Some of the faces I didn't even recognize. The things got out of control. And by the end, there was probably 50 people in the backyard.
A few ring-ins.
Oh,
so we had to get, not ring-ins, but just unknowns to me.
It had got out on Facebook or something.
Oh, not sure what happened, but we eventually cajoled them out of there at about 10:30.
Dear,
so it wasn't a bad result.
Could have gone real bad there.
The sort of
did you have to pull rank and go, hang on, no, you, cool.
I said to one of Will's mates, it's your job, because Will's too nice. I said, you're going to have to probably move them on, so we gave someone the job.
So it was going to nearly become the next Corey Worthington sort
yeah,
of situation.
That's where the area is. What was the ratio of boys and girls?
There were two girls and about 28 guys.
Hats off to them for showing up.
So
Will just thought, oh, don't bother. The girls, come round for a swim. No,
they were in the spa, and for some reason there wasn't much water left in the spa. It was crazy stuff going on. Things flying everywhere. But, yeah, a bit of cleaning up to do today, Scotland. But it was a great day to celebrate Australia Day.
Well, it's a controversial statement.
We can still have a happy day.
We had a barbecue. Join had some one. Lamb. It was beautiful.
What did you... So you escaped, you and your beautiful bride. What did you offer?
Yeah, we did a bit of a riding tour through Fitzroy, Collingwood, a few pubs.
Riding tour?
Yeah, it was like not a pub crawl because we're on bikes, but it's good fun just to cruise around, pop in and have a beer every now and then.
Tour to Melbourne.
Yeah.
This is the best I've ever heard. All right, talk to me about football. While you were doing that, Hawthorn are in sort of trouble.
Yeah, well, Mitch Lewis, this is an interesting story.
Mm-hmm. Can you reveal what really happened.
Well, I've been making a few calls on this, a few well-placed sources. So they're calling it a sprain of the ACL, which I've covered a lot of footy for a lot of years. The first time I ever heard this saying, Scotland, a sprain of the ACL.
It's strained or something, isn't
it? So what it is, basically, effectively, it's a partial tear. There's two bundles in the knee, if you like, of the ACL. One of the bundles is in a little bit of trouble, just a slight tear. So this is a really delicate situation for Hawthorn. It's a balancing act. It's a tough one
it's
to know
It's not surgery.
How to treat
it's just
it's not surgery.
Rest.
So
Morris had that injury, didn't he? He had a partial tear at one point.
Yeah, but he was.
No, I know, but he had multiple. Yeah. But he had a partial one. He played through it.
Let me finish. I'll go on with it. So he landed on it.
He definitely wants to get in the hot seat.
No. He landed. He's
angling for it, Scotty.
No, he landed. So Scotland, what happened? I just need to get through it. I'll get through this and then
address me. Okay. Ignore him.
So it wasn't a usual motion where it was a twist or turn. Apparently he landed on it. So a little bit different in that
jarring
case.
Jarring sort of effect.
Yeah, and then he was okay. No one really did anything or cared. And then about 24 hours, 48 hours later, he had a little bit of pain.
Oh, really?
Get this checked out.
Delayed.
So, look, they're saying that he's going to miss round one. That's a definite. But I think it's a bit of an unknown. It's a watching brief on Mitch Lewis. They're going to have to be very, very careful. So
all right, we'll come back.
He went within a whisker
of blowing the
rupture and the whole thing. So still a question mark, no doubt, on Mitch Lewis.
We'll come back and talk about who his replacements could be, because we've got the Melbourne president has been kind enough to join us, Kate Roffey. Morning, Kate.
Good morning. That was a very interesting, as a sports scientist, that was a very interesting analysis of a ACL sprain there.
Is he on the money, our man Mark, or can you offer more, please, Kate?
It's obviously not fully ruptured, but got some damage there. It will be interesting. It's interesting, people say, oh, he sort of landed on it, but it's the rotational force when you take off.
What about the delay? Like, he thought he was okay, then the soreness?
Yeah, a bit of soreness set in afterwards. So it's obviously not as bad as a rupture, but the swelling will get into that synovial joint and start to cause a bit of pain later on. So, yeah, it will be a real watch, because it's obviously a bit of damage there, so it's not as strong as it should be. However, there's plenty of people walking around, running around, not playing AFL, who don't have ACL still connected. So you can cope without them. fully functional, but I wouldn't be trying to play AFL for too long without a fully functional one, I don't think.
No, so obviously be braced up, a watch and wait, caution, yeah. And then, but you think if there's a partial tear there, there's a little bit of a risk factor coming back. So it's a real dilemma, I think, for the medicos, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing is just how bad. It's a bit like awareness, the term we use now. They've got a bit of awareness. What is that? Well, it's not quite an injury yet, but you're aware that it's not quite right, I guess. So, yeah, pretty much a watching group, aren't
you? Okay, you've had your own little injury concerns. Big Maxi Gawn, how's his hamstring? He's had a bit of awareness.
Yeah, he has had a bit of awareness. Someone was asked on radio a while ago, what does awareness mean? It does mean that. It's not a full injury that you'd say, oh, if you were playing, you'd say, I've got a bit of a twinge, you might come off for the rest of the game. It probably wouldn't be enough to put you out of action for too long. So, but given it's pre-season and we're coming into a more intense period and getting ready for games, certainly we'll be as conservative as we can with any of our players who have awareness and make sure that we get them ready for the start of round one. So we think he'll be fine, picked it up early enough to not actually do any damage, a bit like that ACL.
Kate, this time 12 months ago, it was all about can the Demons go back-to-back? And 12 months or 6 months ago, it was all looking like that was going to unfold, and then towards the back end of the season, it sort of unravelled a little bit and a straight sets loss in the finals. Mm. No doubt would have left a bit of taste in the mouth of the playing group and also the club as a whole. How hungry do you think the boys are heading into the 2023 season? Have they come back raring to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw them before Christmas and they were in and they were raring to go and they're back with intensity. I think it's David King wrote he'd been around all the clubs and said Melbourne are training with a super high intensity. And I think, it really does, as you say, it certainly left a sting in the tail last year. It takes so much to win premierships, as you know, and get a few injuries, things don't quite click at the right time, you're out. And I think it's given a really good opportunity for the coaches and the playing group to go back and reassess and say, what do we have to do? We know last year's best is not going to be good enough again this year. So, I think they're really switched on and ready to give a good hot crack again this year.
How's the membership looking? I assume the D's must be getting close to another record. I can feel the vibe.
Yeah, hopefully. We're up into mid-66,000s now, so we're targeting sort of mid-70,000. So it's good. When a club, we really want everyone to be really proud to belong to the Melbourne Football Club and feel like they're part of the club, in particular our members. A lot of our focus this year, now that we've got things going well on the field and off the field, is to start doing some of those things around how do we actually do more for our members, particularly with a lot of interstate members. We've got a lot more supporters over in WA now after 2021, so it's really focusing on how we can give them as much value. It's something when I spend a lot of time in the States, the member engagement, the fan engagement is something they do so well over there, so that'll be one of our focal points for this coming year.
Kate, there's always a hyped player, and Jacob Van Ruin, he's all the talk down there. Really? Tell us about this young forward.
Yeah, he's a big guy. I tell you, he played obviously in the VFL Grand Final. We won that last season, and he's just such a huge presence up front there. He's not as natural a forward, the coaches say, as some of the other natural young forwards you'll see coming through, but he's just big and he wants to have a crack at the ball, and you'll hear Maisie and our backline players saying they're really keen to get him on the field because obviously they don't have to play against him, so he'll be up the other end of the field. But I think most of the players are really excited to see him come out and have a go, so I'm sure he'll get his start sometime this season, not sure when. The coaches will be really conservative with making sure our young players are ready to come on and get that taste of AFL and aren't forced into positions where they feel like they have to, go out and be the club saviour for us. But I think everyone's pretty excited to see Ben. I mean, he's got his own little fan club. There's a group of ladies who come and support him wherever he goes. I said, Jacob, who are these? Is that your mum and friends?
Yes.
He said, I don't know who they are, but they're always there with their shirts and in full voice. So he's
picked
up the membership himself, really.
Okay, and he needs to play.
He's from Perth, but he's locked away, Kate. He's been signed up. That's a big relief for the club. They don't have to worry about the go-home factor this year.
Yeah, and he loves it here. He's fitted in really well. If you've been on the website, you will have seen the golf putting challenge that he had a crack at, wasn't too good at it. But, he's slotted in nicely. He really enjoys playing in Melbourne, so we're happy to have him locked away for for a good long period of time.
Just a wide-reaching one. Tassie, what's your opinion on a new team in Tassie? Are Melbourne right behind this?
Yeah, look, I think there's someone who's involved in infrastructure and building of facilities and things. There's a lot of work to do, so we just have to get it right. My biggest concern is how do you deal with an odd number of teams in a competition? I mean, we've had it a couple of times when the competition's expanded and, you know, we've always gone back immediately as soon as we came back to an even number of teams. So that would be, you know, my biggest concern, how you work out who gets buys in, you know, round three or something like that. So, I'll be interested to wait and see how that actual structural piece of it works out. But I think, you know, in terms of the infrastructure, we're still waiting to hear on the stadiums and the funding commitments and things like that. So there's a lot of work to go into it, but, you know, expansion for the league has been a homeland state for you know, as long as AFL been around. So does it deserve a team? Yes, but there's a lot of work to get it up and running down there.
Kate, since we last spoke to you, you sent off a legend of the club, Daisy Pearce, in wonderful fashion.
Yeah, I had a chat to her a few weeks before she made her announcement, and it's always so hard to make that decision of when you go. But I think in the heart of hearts, Daisy would have loved to have played on. She loved that physical challenge. She loved being out there with the team, as we all do. But in the end, she's got so many other things she can do. And I think Sylvie and Roy are about to start kinder, so there's a lot of other things that Daisy needs to get going. And she's not lost to the game. She'll be coaching, obviously, down in Geelong and still doing her commentary. But she's been such a huge contributor, not just to our club, but to AFL in general. And particularly to the women's game. And she said, she sent me a message a while ago saying she's so emotional about the send-off she's been getting and how much respect and love there is for her. But it's she is, you know, one of those absolute legends of the game. It's never been about Daisy. It's always been about everyone else. So hopefully she'll get the absolute best send-off that she can.
Very, very well said, Kate. And that dog needs to go for a walk.
they're out there barking at the gate. You're right. Come on, hurry up. I can hear you up. So they get moving.
You got the dogs round one, so they're barking around.
Oh, here we go. Nice.
Yeah, there you go. There's three here, actually. So they're all putting a bit of a voice in for a walk right now.
No, I appreciate your time, Kate, as always. We love your work and the D's. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.
Kate Roffey. Melbourne chairman.
Good take on Mitch Lewis too, wasn't it? Interesting.
That was.
I didn't realise her background. She's all over it.
Yes, it's certainly a watching brief. And
might be the next Peter Larkin.
We could get her on regularly, the doc. But the only other one I can remember was Daniel Giansiacusa.
Yes.
Basically did an ACL, similar to this. They strapped it up and let it scar up. And he got through. Fingers crossed for Mitch Lewis. I think a real watching brief.
Just on Tasmania as well, it was interesting to get a response on that. I heard Tom McDonald, Melbourne footballer, on a podcast yesterday, Tosses Pod it's called.
Tosses Pod.
He's an interesting man, Tom McDonald. And
explain Tosses Pod for me, please.
Well, there's not much to explain. Two blokes that chat, but Tom McDonald decided to go on this podcast. Mm. Go and have a listen if you like. Mm. He was really interesting with his answer around Tasmania because he's the sort of player you might think would be a target player for a Tasmanian club. 29-year-old, 200-gamer, experience.
He's going to be still going in 5 years.
No, but I'm saying that type of player. And it was asked whether or not he thought Tasmania would be a success. And he said, well, if you're a 23-year-old single man who likes living in the city, is that going to appeal to you? But if you're a 28, 29-year-old with a young family looking to buy an
real
affordable house,
cheap,
bigger land, then it is, you know, it's got that Geelong sort of appeal to it. Mm. Yeah, I thought it was interesting getting his thoughts from a player who doesn't have any connection with Tasmania.
He speaks well, but I think it's an insult, and I keep hearing that Tassie will struggle to attract players. Tassie is a magnificent place to live, and down in Hobart, it's a slower pace. And I say, similar to what's happening in Geelong, it'll be an aspirational place to go. I just find it astounding that people are putting down Tassie.
Does it say something about who's listening to that podcast?
Mm.
What it's called? Okay, Oscar Baker, former D, now a dog. Talk to him next. It's all happening here. I'm giggling a lot. There's tension everywhere. This is what we like. It's great radio. Matthew Nevitt, Mark Stevens and Scott Gullen. And we have new Bulldog Oscar Baker on the line. Morning, Oscar.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
How's Skinner Reserve treating you?
Yeah, it's going very well. yeah, looking forward to getting back out to the Wynn Noble. But, yeah, nah, Skinner's playing its role at the moment, so I can't complain too much.
Now, I've seen you running around. It seems that they've really marked you down on a wing, which is it's good. Now, there's no sort of queries or doubts about your role. You seem to have slotted in there, you know, hopefully, as a replacement for Lachie Hunter.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, wing will probably be my most prominent position. Maybe a couple of stints forward, but, yeah, I'll predominantly be playing wing. And, yeah, hopefully I can play a role.
Oscar, how quickly did it come about in the off-season that the Bulldogs showed interest in you? Obviously, you were sort of stuck behind Ed Langdon and Brayshaw there at the Demons, and it would have been frustrating. But when they let go of you, how quickly did the Dogs reach out?
There was a bit of interest from the Dogs mid-season throughout last season. So my manager was in contact with them, I guess, throughout the year. And oh, it was probably 2 to 3 weeks after I'd left Melbourne that the Bulldogs got a bit more serious with things with my manager, and things kind of just progressed from there. So, yeah, it was pretty smooth sailing from that point.
Now, you've been playing good, consistent footy in the VFL. How frustrating just to sit back was it? Because not many injuries at Melbourne and really no opportunities opened up.
Yeah, it was definitely frustrating for me. Yeah, I would have loved to have played a lot more AFL footy the last couple of years, but, yeah, unfortunately that wasn't the case. But as I said a few times, I probably had my most strongest season last year. I didn't play one AFL game. So I think that'll probably hold me in pretty good stead, and hopefully it's allowed me to attack this pre-season pretty solidly, and I'll set myself up to have a really consistent year next year, or this year, I should say.
It's become a bit of a land of the Giants down at Footscray. I mean, the forward line, Roy Lobb coming in, you got Darcy, Hugel Hagen, then at the other end, Liam Jones. I mean, Bruce is trained there. How's all that going to work?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'd hate to be on the MASH committee panel, but, yeah, all those guys you just mentioned have had really strong off-seasons and a pre-season block. So, yeah, it'd be pretty interesting, but they're all obviously great players and will definitely play a role. I just don't know how it's going to look at this stage.
Now, I declared earlier in the show, Oscar, that you're going to be in the side round one. I'm a big fan of yours as a Melbourne supporter. If you are in the team round one, you'll come up against the Demons on Saturday night. How do you feel about that prospect?
Yeah, it'd be very exciting, and yeah, hopefully it does go my way and I'll be able to run out there and run against my old mates. So yeah, obviously it'd be very exciting and something I did pencil in when the fixture came out late last year. So yeah, hoping all things go well, my body stays good, and I can get out there.
Now, I've got a mate at Drummond in Kew who says you're a bit of a regular out there. How's the golf game going?
Hello.
Says you like your new sticks.
Yeah, no, I do love my golf. I had a few months off last year. Got to my head a little bit, and I just need a bit of time away from the game. But, yeah, I've slowly got back into it. And, yeah, they do look after me out there at Drummond Q. So, yeah, no complaints.
What are we playing off?
I'm off 13.
Ooh, yeah, that's bad. Nice.
Got
yeah.
You two covered.
Now, you're still in...
Yes.
I've seen you do a bit of cafe action in 3-1-2-1. Just now.
Oh, here we go.
Are you still in Tigerland, Oscar, or have you moved on?
No, I'm not. I'm out in Port Melbourne now, so...
Oh, see, he's taken out of your snobbery place.
I've ventured out of Richmond. I've been in Richmond for the last 5 years, so, yeah, fresh start. A bit closer to the Footscray for me, so...
Now, what's ahead? I mean, practice matches, you do a lot of match sim, but do you know what, in the next month, who you'll be playing or what's happening in your program?
We've got a pre-season camp that starts on Sunday, I believe, and goes for the next week or so. And then when we get back, we'll get more involved with match sim. I think we'll have an intra-club mid to late February. And then at this stage, I've only heard that we've got the practice match against North Melbourne, which is the official AFL practice match. So apart from that, I'm not 100% sure.
And just one more. What's it like actually being up close? The Bont, geez, the Bont looks magnificent at the moment. But just, look, he's flying, and just obviously you've seen a little bit of him, but the impact of being around the Bont pre-season.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive to watch. He's obviously an elite professional. Just the way he goes about the training and off-field as well, how he prepares himself and I guess sets him up to be the best player he can be. And it's no surprise that he's one of the best players in the competition, if not the best. So, yeah, it's been unbelievable to work with him so far, and hopefully, yeah, as I said earlier, I can run out there with him round one and for the rest of the year.
It's going to be great, Oscar, and we'll be watching with interest. Good luck. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
Oscar Baker, the new wingman at Footscray. Matthew Nevitt says he'll play round one.
Terrific fella. So great clubman to have, and I think they're looking for some outside run and carry, so he'll bring that.
So do you think he'll play round one, Steve-O?
I do. I think Bevo's the sort of guy that when he targets someone, he'll back them in.
So I was referred to as condescending for saying that he would play round one. And you're of the opinion that he'll also play round one.
No, but we had a chat off-air.
Mixed messages.
There's no need to repeat the off-air chat.
Can you just quickly tell me...
whatever I like on the radio.
Come on, Matty.
The diagnosis for Mitch Lewis, please.
They're saying it's a sprain, but I believe it's a partial tear of one bundle of the ACL. So it's treading a fine line, Scotland, but we'll be all right. I think they've got great medical staff at Hawthorn, but it's still a watching brief. Very, very cautious outlook.
Mm. There's our news promo. Yeah, that's beautifully delivered.
Johnny Bowden will clip that up. It's clean. 20
Done.
Seconds. Beautiful.
And just quickly, what about the Yarra Junior Footy League? If you're a parent, you can't go out to the huddles anymore. Quarter and
what's happened there?
Bad behaviour. They say, get off.
Dear. What?
The world's gone crazy. You've got to be able to go out and pat your son on the back and say, keep going,
or
your daughter. Right. Give him a bit of advice.
Or her. Absolutely. That's outrageous, Steve-O. Good luck with Daniel.
Mm.
It'll be different rules. I've let you have your way.
I think there might be shorter bursts. a few little segments, shorter bursts.
Okay, good luck. Coming up, we have Adam Crosthwaite, the Renegades assistant coach.